Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Hello, everybody. Coming up in just a minute, as advertised, as promised, as threatened on this radio station, it's our annual Brian Lehrer Show End of the Year News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2009? You can call up right now and get in line to take the news quiz and vie for the title of 2009 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar, and also to win a WNYC tote by EcoBags, one of those reusable canvas bags that you can go shopping with if you get three in a row right at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 to take the news quiz, 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are already full, and we introduce you to our first guest quizmaster, none other than Sotirios Johnson, host of Morning Edition on WNYC. Hi, Sotirios.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. Thank you for staying up late to do this.
That's my pleasure.
And we will get right to the first contestant. How about that? And it is Matt in Bergenfield. Hi, Matt. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
You ready for a news quiz question?
I am.
Okay. And remember the rules here. If you get three in a row right, then we will send you a WNYC tote by EcoBags, and more importantly, you will have bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party to tell everybody that you are a 2009 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. So, as you know, one of the biggest stories of 2009 was also one of the first. On January 15th, Arthur Chesley Sullenberger safely landed his plane in the Hudson River. Soji, you want to finish the question?
Absolutely.
Here?
So what was the official reason, Matt, for the plane's malfunction? And we're looking for the specific pilot lingo term that Chesley reported suffering.
I believe they call it a bird strike.
Close. We want it a little more specifically than that.
Do you have anything
Canadian goose strike?
not specific in that direction.
All right, you know what? My coach in my ear, the secret coach in our ear, says, that's close enough.
Okay, close enough.
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't, what we were looking for was that it wasn't just a bird strike.
It was actually a double bird strike. Which also led apparently to our favorite SNL skits, one of them of the year, when Weekend Update featured an interview that highlighted the perspective of one of the geese affected by the incident. Let's take a listen to that.
Larry, you were one of the geese involved in the accident Thursday. Can you tell us what happened?
It was horrible, Seth. You know, I was with my flock, and then out of nowhere came this giant metal goose.
Yeah, it was an airplane.
If you say so.
Okay.
And it was just mayhem. I mean, one minute we were in a perfect formation, and the next it was a complete cluster flock.
Which could be one of the words of the year for the next segment. After the news quiz later in the program, we're going to have people from the Webster's Dictionary and the Oxford American Dictionary with the words of the year and the words of the decade, and maybe one of them will be cluster flock, as coined on Saturday Night Live. Okay, but Matt, you've got one right. Two to go to win WNYC tote from EcoBags and the bragging rights as a Brian Lehrer Show 2009 News Scholar. Question number two, Sotirios.
Happy quadricentennial, New York. The city celebrated the 400th anniversary of what this year?
Discovery of the Hudson River?
That's exactly right.
You got it right.
So Henry Hudson and Sully Sullenberger, both famous for landing their vessels in the same place. Question three.
All right. During the epic early summer meltdown in Albany, Governor David Paterson tried to solve the leadership crisis by appointing someone to fill the lieutenant governor seat that Paterson had vacated the previous March when he was appointed governor. Upon being appointed, this man had this to say.
I don't believe I made any prediction that I would be successful. I simply said when asked to help, I said yes.
All right. So, Matt, who was it?
He's the current lieutenant governor, in other words, of New York State.
Well, I should know that, but I'm just going to guess. Martinez?
Martinez is wrong. What Martinez would that be, by the way? You stumped me.
Just a guy. I thought it was a Latin-sounding name, so that's why I can't say
there, there was a Martinez in the news. He was a council member who had to resign.
From Upper Manhattan,
that's
who
right.
had to resign. All right, Matt, thanks for playing. You got two in a row right, so that's most of a bragging right for your New Year's Eve party.
All right, thanks a lot.
Happy New Year. Thanks for giving it a shot. And let's go on to Lamar in Woodhaven. Lamar, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we're gonna give you one more shot at that lieutenant governor question. And if you don't get it, we're going to retire it.
Okay, it's Richard Ravitch.
It is Richard Ravitch, who was...
He was sworn in as lieutenant governor, I guess, at 8 p.m. on the night of July 8th while eating dinner at Peter Luger's Steakhouse in Brooklyn. Several courts moved to block the appointment, saying that it wasn't within their governor's rights to do that, but eventually on September 22nd, months later, the Court of Appeals approved the appointment, and Ravitch is currently in office.
That's right. One of the bizarre things, this is not a news quiz question I happen to know, so I can say that the governor, lieutenant governor, junior U.S. senator from New York, and the New York State Comptroller are all what for extra credit, Lamar?
They're all appointed.
They're all appointed. None of them are elected. We're going to give him question number two right for getting that right.
All right.
That was a no,
awesome.
no pain if you got it wrong, but since you got it right. All right. So for the WNYC tote and the bragging rights, the next question is so serious.
Okay. In late April, the New York Department of Health officials were dispatched to St. Francis Preparatory School in Queens. Why?
There was a swine flu outbreak there.
That's right. You
that
got
is
it right.
right. And
yes.
Lamar, you are a Brian Lehrer Show 2009 news scholar.
I'm very, very happy. I'm a huge listener of the show, and a lot of the information I get from over the years, I listen to your show. You do a great service, Brian.
That is really great. Thank you very much. So hold on, and we're going to get your address so we can send you the WNYC tote from EcoBags, okay? Hang on.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Lamar in Woodhaven. Way to go. We got another Queens contestant here. Let's see if we can keep Queens on a roll. Matthew in Astoria. Matthew, you ready for the news quiz?
You bet.
All right, Sotirios, what you got for him?
Okay, in June of 2009, news broke, pun intended, that Bronx native Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor had done what when traveling to D.C. for her nomination hearing?
I don't know.
News broke, pun intended, that Bronx native Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor had done what when traveling to D.C. for her nomination hearing?
The clue is in the pun, but maybe you just don't know it.
I just don't. She All right. broke something.
You're a smart guy. Good powers of deductive reasoning. But Matt, sorry. Happy New Year. David in Tribeca, did you hear that question, and do you know the answer?
I did, and the only thing I can think of is that she broke down her car, maybe?
She did not break down, not her car, not her emotional state. David, thanks a lot for trying. And I think, you know, when two people get one wrong for our fast-paced news quiz today, we're going to retire it.
Okay.
So reveal the answer.
You know what? This story only really lasted about maybe a half a day or three quarters of a day. She broke her ankle. She still met with six senators that afternoon and was confirmed on July 28th of this year. The Senate Judiciary Committee approved Sotomayor's nomination by a 13-6 vote. So she had broken her ankle on her way down, but she still went through with all the meetings that she had with the various senators.
So we will have to decide that that question was too hard. It was a question too far. Sonia Sotomayor's broken ankle. Robert in Marine Park, you ready for a brand new news quiz question?
I'm ready.
Okay. On July 24th of this year, U.S. Attorney Ralph Mara held a press conference and rattled off these names.
Daniel Van Pelt, a state assemblyman from Ocean County. Harvey Smith, he is also an assemblyman from Hudson County. Peter Camerano III, mayor of Hoboken. I think he's been in office about...
Three New Jersey mayors, five rabbis, and 36 others were arrested on charges of money laundering and public corruption in a massive FBI sting. Among the arrested was Levi Isaac Rosenbaum, a Brooklyn rabbi who referred to himself as a matchmaker. But he wasn't setting people up on dates. What illegal kind of matchmaking was he involved in?
And that's the question, Robert. Specifically, this matchmaker, so-called rabbi from Brooklyn who was arrested, what kind of matchmaking did he allegedly do?
Drugs and customers.
Nice try, no. But in this case, wrong. So often it is drugs and customers. Beth on the Lower East Side, you're on WNYC. You there, Beth?
I am here.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
I did hear the question. The answer is organ. He was selling organs.
He sure was. Organ trafficking.
That's right.
He was charged with trying to arrange a kidney donation for $160,000 with an undercover agent. And as some of you may remember from the show, we learned that the FBI was originally tipped off to his activities by a medical anthropologist.
Oh, that's right.
Named Nancy Shepherd Hughes. And they didn't take her seriously at first, apparently. But then a few years later, being this year, they zeroed in on this guy who was part of a fairly large organ trafficking ring, apparently.
Right.
Okay, so that's one right.
Okay, Beth, here's the next question. On June 25th, Michael Jackson passed away. Had he not died that day, surely the biggest piece of news would have been the passing of this actress at the age of 62.
Oh, Farrah Fawcett.
That's right. You got it right. Farrah Fawcett. And actually, Larry King had planned an entire two-hour tribute to Farrah, which he then ended up splitting with the King of Pop after Michael Jackson died.
Right.
And can you imagine the Larry King producers, Sotirios, going, oh, now what do we do?
Right.
But, okay, so that's two right for Beth. She is one away from being a 2009 Brian Lehrschau New Scholar and winning a WNYC canvas bag from EcoTotes.
All right, Beth, in October, the New Jersey gubernatorial race between Chris Christie and John Corzine turned really ugly. The Christie campaign accused Governor Corzine of taking a cheap shot in various television advertisements that made not-so-subtle references to what?
To Christie's weight and saying that he threw his weight around.
You got that right. And in fact, actually, we have a little clip of what he was accusing the Corzine campaign of doing.
If you were caught speeding in an unregistered car, would you get away without points? Chris Christie did. In both cases, Christie threw his weight around as U.S. attorney and got off easy.
So, you decide.
That's right. And the New Jersey voters decided, of course, that they didn't care how heavy somebody is. They want somebody who says he's going to come in and cut property taxes more effectively than John Corzine did. So, Beth from the Lower East Side is a 2009 Brian Lehrschau New Scholar.
Congratulations.
I've tried this several times in years past, and this is the first time that I've made it.
Yay, and you win a WNYC bag from EcoTotes. Beth, thanks a lot. We're going to put you on hold, and we'll get your address so we can send you your prize, okay?
Terrific. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to try Boris from Manhattan next. Boris, you're on WNYC. You there?
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Yes, hi.
And we're going to have to go to a break soon, so let's get right to these questions. And yes, if you're just tuning in, you are hearing both me, your humble host at this hour, Brian Lehrer, and Sotirios Johnson as
your humble host during the morning hours.
Sotirios is yawning, he's bleary-eyed, he's ready to fall asleep, but he is staying on to do part one of our end-of-year news quiz today. Quick, what you got for Boris?
Okay, Boris. The eyes, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, District of Columbia, and Maine. The nays, New York, and again, Maine. What question did these all answer this year?
The eyes.
Was it gay marriage?
It was. That's right. Should same-sex marriage be legalized? And, you know, by the end of the year, Iowa, Vermont, New Hampshire, D.C., and Maine all passed legislation allowing gays to marry. In the November election, Maine overturned the decision by popular vote, and New York State, of course, voted a bill down 1 month later in the Senate there.
And we didn't include New Jersey on the list one way or the other because they never actually brought it to a vote in the Senate. They were on the verge of it last month, and since they knew it was going to go down, the leaders of the measure pulled it before it was actually voted on. All right, on November 4th, we heard John Sterling say this.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Said it for the last time this season as the Bronx Bombers won the World Series over the Philadelphia Phillies. And Boris, the series MVP, was awarded to this player who had six hits in that final game. Who?
Hideki Matsui.
You got that
sure
right.
It was. All right, Sotirios, last question.
Okay.
Before we give – what, you want to go?
That was the only World Series
all right,
I ever watched.
We're going to give you a choice here, okay? You can get a – you can get a a technology question, or you can get one more sports question. We're going to give you your choice.
I'd prefer a technology question.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is a recent story here. On Christmas Day of this year, Amazon.com recorded a sales first. What was it?
Was it the number of items sold?
Close.
No. Nope. Yep. One more shot. What?
Was it something to do with the Kindle?
Something to do with the Kindle.
Was it the first Kindle to sold?
Boris, I guess not. But thank you for playing. You got two in a row right. That's pretty good bragging rights. And, of course, the answer was that for the first time ever, Sotirios?
The sales of e-books surpassed real books for the first time ever. And Amazon has yet to actually release the actual sales figures, but, you know, that's leading some to be skeptical about how much the Kindle, how well it's doing. But that's basically a first.
All right. Boris, thanks for playing. We got two WNYC Brian Lehrer Show 2009 News Scholars in that first segment. We'll continue with our end-of-year news quiz with another guest quiz master, Emily Bazelon from Slate.com. Sotirios Johnson, thank you so much for staying up late with us.
It was a pleasure.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. More news quiz to come. Back to our annual Brian Lehrer Show End of the Year News Quiz. Were you paying attention in 2009? Call up and take the quiz. Our lines are full, but as people finish up, the number is 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And for our End of the Year News Quiz, you get three in a row right, and you win two prizes. You win a WNYC tote from EcoBags and bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party. You can tell them you're a 2009 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. And we'll send you that eco bag, it's a tote from Eco Bags. Whatever it is, we'll send it to you to prove that you're a new scholar. 212-433-9692. And our next guest quiz master is none other than Slate.com's Emily Bazelon. Emily, who has been with us plenty to talk about legal affairs. Emily is a senior editor at Slate and co-editor of Double X, Slate's new woman-oriented site with the matching chromosomes, Double X. She writes about law and about family. And watch out, because Emily is no mere journalist. She is also the... Emily, tell me if I have this right. I read that you are the Truman Capote Fellow at the Yale Law School.
That is correct. I hope that Truman Capote is not rolling over in his grave.
A Truman Capote Fellow. Now, I can see a Thurgood Marshall Fellow at Yale Law School, an Earl Warren Fellow at Yale Law School. But Truman Capote Fellow at Yale Law School?
Well, the idea is to support nonfiction writing by law students to try and help them learn how to do that craft as well as the legal writing that they also have to do.
So it's all because he wrote In Cold Blood then, right?
Exactly.
All right. So with a Yale Law School fellowship on her title, if you get her quiz questions right, wow, right to the News Quiz Hall of Fame with you. All right. So let's go right to... Lee in Brooklyn. Lee, you ready for some news quiz questions?
I am.
And cue the Aretha music.
I come treated of thee.
Emily, what are we listening to?
We are listening to I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas, I believe.
Or My Country Tis of Thee. I always get those mixed up, too.
I thought I was asking the quiz questions.
Yeah. Well, we like to mix it up in a few different ways here. So go ahead and ask that question about Aretha's outfit.
On January 21st, during the Obama inauguration, one item of Aretha Franklin's outfit inspired, among other things, a Facebook page that currently has 97,594 fans. Name the item of clothing that she was wearing that created such a stir.
Her hat. I'm a fan.
Yes.
That is correct. It was her hat, which had a giant bow atop it, and it was a hat that was actually made at Luke Song's Millinery in Detroit.
All right, and good for Lee for being an Aretha fan and knowing that the hat with the bow on top has by itself broken out as a nearly 100,000 view YouTube hit. All right, Emily, next question.
Okay, so you'll have to listen closely to this one, but we're going to play some scratchy audio of an event that took place on January 22nd in the White House map room. Take a listen.
Well, that was really hard to hear. So we will tell you that it was the swearing in of the President of the United States by the Chief Justice of the United States. And it was notice on January 20... sorry, what was the date? That was not the...
January 22nd.
Yes, not the January 20th inaugural that we all know, Lee. So there's a clue in there. What were we listening to?
The second swearing in because of the mistake with the language on the first swearing in.
Exactly right.
All right.
Impressive. Formidable. Even for a Truman Capote Law School fellow originated question. So, Emily, question number three for Lee from Brooklyn.
Okay. We're on a roll. On January 26th, the prime minister of this island nation became the first to resign in the wake of the worldwide economic crisis.
A head of state had to resign because of the banking crisis.
Okay.
What country?
Dun, 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 dun.
We're not going to...
Greenland?
Oh, that was so close.
Iceland.
Yeah, it was Iceland, but we can't give it to you. Oh, you did great, though, Lee. You have the moral authority for the bragging rights at your New Year's Eve party anyway.
Thank you
for playing. Jawad in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jawad.
Hi, Brian.
You ready for some news quiz questions?
Yes, I am, as long as that last question doesn't come on to me.
Well, she gave away the answer as soon as she got it wrong the first time, so we know that was Iceland. So, Emily, go on to the next one.
What was the name of the singer who became a YouTube sensation after performing on Britain's Got Talent in April, then went on to debut at number one on CD charts around the world?
We're just moving
Susan
from...
Susan Boyle.
Yeah,
as we move,
you got it.
Move from Iceland over to the UK.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Bonus question, Jawad.
So the follow-up is, what was the name of the song?
Was it Cinderella?
Oh,
no.
Not quite.
But that was a bonus question. That was no penalty. It was Dreamed a Dream.
Okay.
All right. And this one counts. All right.
This one counts? This is a hard one. This is the one about the YouTube hit.
Yeah, this is, let's say, within 10 million.
Okay. How many YouTube hits does Susan Boyle's video have?
YouTube views.
Yes.
Within 10 million.
Is it 30 million?
It is so much more than 30 million that even Aretha Franklin is humiliated. Jawad, thank you for trying. Mark in Westfield, you're going to get a shot at that same question. How many YouTube hits, if you combine the top two, total YouTube views that Susan Boyle has for her songs?
I can't believe I'm getting this question from you, Brian. I'll say 120 million hits.
Almost
million?
Right on the nose. It is 118,997,860 as of 9 a.m. this morning.
That's amazing. Considering I don't own a television, that's a very interesting question.
But you
okay, let's have some real news questions.
But
here.
you own a computer, so if
and
you
I listen watch YouTube upon occasion when I really need a laugh.
So if you can scope out the Susan Boyle question there from the depths of your soul, then you can get some real news questions. Okay, so let's see. You're going to go on to the next one, Emily. You see that next one there about Alaska?
I sure do. Late in the day on July 3rd, the Friday of a holiday weekend, some big news dropped in Alaska. What was it?
Well, that would be that our almost wishful thinking to Vice President, or not wishful thinking to Vice President, decided she would abdicate her governorship of Alaska, and Sarah Palin decided she didn't want to carry through on her responsibilities.
No editorial judgment there from Mark in Westfield. In fact, I think when Mark goes to sleep at night, he dreams of this.
Let me go back quickly to a comfortable analogy for me, and that's sports, basketball. And I use it because you are naive if you don't see a full court press from the national level picking away right now. A good point guard, here's what she does. She drives through a full court press, protecting the ball, keeping her head up because she needs to keep her eye on the basket. And she knows exactly when to pass the ball so that the team can win. And that is what I'm doing.
And Brian, if I win this news quiz, I'm going to send you my pig, lipstick on a pig T-shirt signed as an autograph for you.
I can't wait. But that is the new euphemism for quitting your job in 2009, as we just heard from Sarah Palin there. It's time to pass the ball for victory, a.k.a. I quit. On July 10th, Emily, what happened there for the next question?
For the prompt. On July 10th, General Motors declared bankruptcy. In addition to laying off 20,000 workers and shuttering over 2,000 dealerships, the company decided to shut down or sell several of its brands, including Oldsmobile, Hummer, Pontiac, and Saturn. It now says it's going to focus on four core brands. Name two of the four.
So, Mark, that's
that would be Cadillac and Pontiac would be still there. They've gotten rid of Saab, which is their a GM Europe division, and they're finally closing that. That's enough.
I think that's wrong, though, actually.
Correct, but Pontiac is not correct.
That would be Chevrolet and Cadillac, if that helps.
If we couldn't give Lee Iceland before, I don't think we can give you the makeup. But so, Mark, you're going to have to decide if you want to send me that lipstick on a pig T-shirt. But you win. He wins the moral bragging rights, don't you think?
Yes, definitely.
We can't send you an EcoTote WNYC bag, but you definitely have the moral authority to say that you knew Susan Boyle's YouTube views as well as Sarah Palin and a lot of what GM is up to. All right, but we're going to go on to the next caller, George in Manhattan. George, you're on WNYC.
Good morning.
George, a past winner of the Brian Lehrer Show.
Long time, Brian. I haven't gotten all of them right in a row for some time.
Not in a few years? Okay, well, let's try for 2009. Emily, go.
On July 22nd, the longest of this kind of event of the 21st century took place. It lasted 6 minutes and 38 seconds, but unfortunately it was only enjoyed by folks in East Asia and in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, not here in New York.
Well, it was somewhat obscured. It was an eclipse of the sun.
Exactly.
It was. Why? It was somewhat obscured?
Through most of the area, even as they were looking at it, yes.
As they were looking at it. All right.
Too much cloud cover.
So that's one. Emily, go ahead.
On October 2nd, 2009, President Obama traveled to Copenhagen for the first time this year. He was back for the climate summit a few weeks ago. The first time he went, what was he lobbying on behalf of?
2009, Copenhagen.
Went to Copenhagen for the climate summit. That was his second trip, the first one. It definitely made headlines. You got a little derision for it. Going to Copenhagen to lobby on behalf of something.
Oh, of course. It was the site of the World Cup to take place now in Brazil instead of Chicago.
But it's not called the World Cup.
Right, George. George, Happy New Year. Alex and Chelsea, did you hear the question?
I did, and he gave it to me. It's the Olympics.
It absolutely is. The 2012 Summer Olympics, which did not go to Chicago. Okay, bonus question. No pain, only gain if you get it right. The city that ended up being awarded the bid and one other city in contention. Can you do it?
I think didn't Rio win? And I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. That was a follow-up. Madrid and Tokyo. But you're right that Rio won. All right, next question. He's got one right here.
All
and
right.
No penalty on the bonus question. So go ahead, Emily.
On October 9th, 2009, a NASA orbiter directed a rocket into the face of the moon, causing more than 250 metric tons worth of debris to shoot into the atmosphere. Shortly thereafter, the L-Cross satellite flew through the plume of debris and discovered what?
I think that there's water on the moon.
Yes.
Absolutely. And to put it in perspective, aerospace engineer Robert Zurbin said, the 30-meter crater ejected by the probe contained 10 million kilograms of regolith. Within this ejecta, an estimated 100 kilograms of water was detected. That represents a proportion of 10 parts per million, which is a lower water concentration than found in the soil of the driest deserts of the Earth. But nevertheless, we here at the Brian Lehrer Show expect to be watching the next solar eclipse in June 2132 from our swimming pools on the moon. Don't you, Alex?
Definitely. I'll be there.
All right. Was there a follow-up, Emily, to that as well?
No follow-up on this one, just the next question.
All right. And I think this is the last question of the set. So let's see if Alex can become a WNYC Brian Lehrer Show 2009 News Scholar. Emily, hit it.
All right. This is my favorite one. Careful listeners noted that on September 25th of this year, the Brian Lehrer Show celebrated its 20th anniversary. But it wasn't the only Peabody Award-winning program to celebrate two decades this year. What show debuted on December 17th, 1989?
On WNYC?
No.
No, just a Peabody Award program, a Peabody Award-winning program.
To actually celebrate two decades right in the same season as us, fall of 1989.
I don't meet the press.
Meet the press is a little older
a little
than
older.
That.
Yeah,
Alex,
so.
Nice try. Cue the music.
And I'm a fan. I should have gotten that.
Alex, Happy New Year. And Emily Bazelon, senior editor at Slate.com, co-founder of Slate's XX site, and the Truman Capote Fellow at the Yale Law School. Great news quiz. Thanks a lot, Emily. Happy New Year.
Thanks very much for having me. You too, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Alex going to his couch now and saying, "Dope!"